When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. We've been talking about the Celtics. You know, game four is tonight. They won on Saturday. And we are going to talk again to Justin, our colleague from WEEI, who we woke up at the crack of dawn this morning. We've dubbed him our Celtics reporter, much to his dismay, I think. Hi, Justin.
Good morning. How are we?
Oh, we're good. We're good. So I take it you're in New York.
I am, yeah. I'm actually walking around trying to grab a coffee right now before morning shoot around. So it's a lot quieter in the morning, which is nice.
Yeah, that's true. So talk to us about Saturday. I was down in North Carolina for a graduation, and I was at a brewery, and I made them change the channel so we could watch the Celtics. Because, you know, I'm bold that way. But it was like a different team we were watching. I loved it.
Yeah, they got back to just playing their brand of basketball. They defended at a high level, and they made shots, which was more important. I didn't think anything was wrong with the way they were playing, per se, in games one and two. They just weren't making open shots. And sometimes it's as simple as that, and they got them to go in game three, and the results were a lot different.
I know. So what was the atmosphere like at Madison Square Garden? That's Sue and I were just talking about this, you know, being a Boston sports fan. We know what it feels like for us, but when you're in another area, you know, and the visitors' kind of home arena, what does it feel like being in New York when you're a Boston sports fan watching?
Yeah, it was a great environment, but they did a good job taking them out of it earlier. When the Celtics swept 16, I think there was some energy that they were like, all right, we've been in this situation the last two games, we can turn this around. But for the most part, they took them out really early, which was good, because when we were walking in before the game, they were really loud. There was a bunch of stuff going on around the street. They were ready to go. It was one of the biggest games they've seen in probably the last quarter century. So they were ready to go, and the Celtics did a good job taking them out early. So they'll need to do that again tonight.
Can I ask you something, too? At the end, so at what point do the fans start leaving? This is where I'm always so curious to watch, like, to people watch in the crowd.
And see everybody being like, I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm
so
out.
Our New York fans, do they leave when it's like the five minute mark out?
I was actually surprised how long they held around. I think that might have to do with the results of game one and two. And I'll give Timothy Chalamet a special shout out because he stood around the entire game until the final buzzer. He was the only celebrity there that stayed the entire time.
So I saw, yes, I saw them. They kept like panning
going
over
to
close-ups of him.
Yeah.
And then who else was there? I think, not Adam Sandler. Who am I? Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller and his wife were there.
Tracy Morgan, Spike Lee, those guys are at every game.
Yeah.
A couple other athletes like Eli Manning. I'll tell you, one of the coolest things about Madison Square Garden is just that aspect of it. Because there's always just dozens and dozens of stars, like these just actors and athletes. And just like Chris Rock, for example, was at the last game I was at here. So it is really cool in that aspect. And a lot of them do leave early, but Timothy Chalamet did not.
Uh-huh. So, Justin, what are you expecting tonight? Like, what is your hope for the team tonight when you're going to the game? What do you want to see in order to know that they got this, they're in it, they're going to win?
Yeah, just start looking at the defense from the start. I think it always starts with defense for this team, and then just not turning the ball over. They're the better team in the series. It's just when they do the things like not defend, or if they're turning the ball over, if they're missing open shots, that's when they get in trouble. So the first three games of the series really followed a similar script where the Celtics jump out early, and they really could have ran away with it had they just made their shots like they did in game three. So I really do expect more of the same, and this team does a really good job when their back's against the wall, and they understand that just because they won that one game doesn't mean they're out of the darkness yet, as Joe Mazzulla would say. Like, they need to win this one. It's really with 12 teams, I think it is, that have come back from down 3-1. So this is just as much a must-win as game three was.
For sure.
Well, thank you for getting up early to talk to us. And, you know, go Celtics. And Justin, I'm sorry, but we're going to be tapping into you like throughout the entire series.
He's like, is this going to be happening every game?
I know. We're like, what do you call us? The level 5 stalker?
No, the stage 5 clinger.
Stage 5 clinger.
The level 4 stalker.
Or a level 4 stalker. I don't know. We're a stage 5 clinger. We're going to be like hanging on to you, living vicariously through you because, I mean, come on, Justin, you have a pretty cool job.
I do, and I don't take it for granted. So I'm always happy to talk.
Thank you. Justin Turpin from our sister station over at WEEI. Thanks, and go Celtics.
Anytime. Thanks for having me on.